Lytle.
Well, here we are. We're back. The Ray Lytle Show on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX. I am joined by cast members from Rock of Ages. Wow! Which isn't in the musical, right? The Def Leppard song is... How is the Def Leppard song not in the musical?
There are no Def Leppard songs in the musical.
Why would they name it after a song they don't even use? Makes no sense. Right? Is that a question that people ask all the time?
Oh, yeah. And Def Leppard would not give them the rights to
the song. Is that what it is?
So I'm assuming that they just were like, well, forget you. We're just going to
name it. We're going to name it that anyway. You know what? I don't know what they say at the beginning of that Def Leppard song. I've been in rock radio since I was a kid. And I don't know what they say. Something, something, rockin'. I don't know what they're saying at that song. Anyway, it's the cast of Rock of Ages. Who do I have here? Introduce yourselves. Who is joining me? And who do you play in the musical?
My name is Shawn Michael Butler, and I play Lonnie Barnett.
Who is Lonnie Barnett?
He is the narrator of the show and kind of a rock wannabe. He ends up going from playing the drums to being like a sound god. He does a lot of stuff at the Bourbon Room.
But who is he? All right, so you play Lonnie. All right, who else do we have?
I'm Andrew Brandt.
Hi, Andrew.
I play the part of Drew Boley.
And Drew Boley is?
Drew Boley's a bar back at the Bourbon Room.
Oh, he's a star. Yeah, right? He's one of the big stars?
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct, yep. He works as a bar back at the Bourbon Room, a little place on Sunset Boulevard, right on the Strip.
But he is a talented singer, right?
I'd like to think so.
And he finds his way, while being a bar back, he becomes a star, right? Is that what it's about?
Something
is that what
like
the musical's
that.
About, sort of, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
All right, who else do we have?
And I'm Tiffany Williams, and I play Justice Charlier, the owner of a gentleman's club there on Sunset Street.
Wait, you own a gentleman's club?
Yes, I have the fun job. I'm the boss. I'm the mama.
And are there a gentleman's club? Are there are the girls working in this gentleman's club?
Sure.
I might have to go to this musical after all. Wait a minute. Is there, what's going on there at the gentleman's club?
That's just a place where it's a transition time for girls. They have the opportunity to find themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my role, like I said, I'm mama to the girls. I help them through that transition.
I'm sure a lot of them are
involved with the leads a little.
I'm sure they're only doing that to get money for college.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that's the only reason those girls are stripping at your gentleman's club during.
And I demand that everybody be respectful.
Is this a PG-13 play or musical?
No.
Yes.
It is, right?
Yes.
So tell me, so who and what about you, Jen? What are you doing in it?
I'm the director.
You're directing it, huh? How did you end up getting the directing gig for Rock of Ages?
Well, I saw it back on Broadway in 2009, and I fell in love with it. And it's not, obviously, the best musical in the entire world. However, I left it, and I'm like, I want to see it again. Like, it's just a big party.
The music, right?
Yeah.
And it's really familiar, because it's got songs from the 80s and early 90s that...
Absolutely.
Well, guys like me, I mean, I grew up with it. I played these songs on the radio, you know, and this is really familiar music. And then, of course, there's the big who's playing Stacey Jacks? Do we know who is that?
Scott Lecocq.
And that's a big role that everybody, right?
Yes.
It's a—I don't know—dialogue-wise, I don't think it's the biggest role, but it's a lot of singing. And
he plays a huge part in the show, you know.
And so tell me how you put together this cast. Like, where did you find these people?
We just had auditions. Springfield Theater Center just had auditions like we do for every show, and— We had some really great people come out, and we got very lucky.
Do all these guys sing? Does everybody, like everybody here today, do they all sing?
Yes, oh, they yeah. They can sing.
And for your auditions, what did you guys, like Andrew, what did you sing for your audition?
For my audition, I sang a medley of, I believe it was Don't Stop Believing and High Enough.
Which is High Enough is Damn Yankees High Enough?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, my favorite.
Were you a fan of that music?
Actually, yes. Not of my generation, but I did.
Yeah,
grow up.
And how old a guy are you?
22.
Oh yeah, so you're way too young to remember
yeah,
that.
A little bit, but still kind of grew up with the music, and I have a very deep appreciation for it.
What about Shawn? What did you sing for your audition?
I don't actually remember.
You don't,
Jen, do you remember what I sang a rock song, that's for sure.
Are you a fan of rock music? Are you familiar with the music? Because you're looking like you're having to recall. Like, let's see, I think it was rock music
I'm
that I sang.
I'm a fan of the music in the show, but I wouldn't say that I was familiar with it before getting into the show.
What music do you listen to? Xander, you said you actually listen to it in like your private life.
Yes.
Listen to music. Sean, what music do you listen to in your private life?
I listen to a lot of hip-hop.
Hip-hop. So you have
mostly.
All right, so you're coming from it. Well, that's interesting though. Do you bring hip hop to it? To your
not at all.
None,
I'm actually
huh?
out of my element a little bit. I've had to kind of rock up my sound and my look, and I get a Jerry Curl mullet wig.
You wear a Jerry Curl mullet wig.
That's why you need to come see the show.
Oh,
just
I
to see that
in
that wig.
Tiffany, what about you? What did you sing for your audition?
I sang Any Way You Want It, and I will have the opportunity to sing that in the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
So did you know what role you were going for when you tried out?
I knew what role I was going for. I knew the music. I love the music. I listen to everything, and I'm a karaoke queen. So going to auditions was like the best night of karaoke minus a few drinks.
So
it was an awesome time.
So you have been, are you guys all coming from an acting or theater background, or is the background karaoke? Like, what
no,
have you done other shows?
Legit.
We're pretty seasoned.
Not much of a difference, really.
You've done other shows.
There's
you guys
a huge difference between karaoke and theater.
Is it when
no,
they play?
I have a degree.
Is it music beds that you get that they're singing to? They have like when the songs come up. Is it? Do they have tapes? Do you sing over the tapes? Or do you have an orchestra?
It's live.
Or,
it's live. We have an on-stage
or a band. That's what. That's my
yeah.
question. So you have an actual band that's playing.
Yeah.
Who are the music? Do you know the? Do you, is it an actual band or do you just go out and recruit people?
Damien Kaplan is our music director, and right. he is wonderful. He's at Springfield High School, and he does all their music stuff.
He does
a lot of musicals in town too. And so he, when he does vocal or when he music directs shows, he just tends to put people together, and he tends to use the same people over and over again. So
he put together a band, your guitars and bass and drums,
mm-hmm.
and they play all the music.
We work with them. We'll start next Sunday. We'll get 4 days with them, and then we'll run the show. So
and for practicing so far, what have you guys been using? Just have you been?
We have an accompanist, a piano player that comes in.
Corey Brown.
So you've been playing over a piano?
Marina Mitchell.
Which works for Don't Stop Believing, but does that work for, I don't know, for.
We've made it work.
We're making it work.
So you'll be interested in playing with the band?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I have played in bands since I was 14 years old. It's a little different from singing with a piano. I mean, are you ready for Andrew? You ever sang in a band before?
Yes, actually, I have.
Oh, all right. So look at you. So so Jen, in directing, were you looking for people who have been in bands before? Is that part of the trick? Sean, you ever been in a band?
I am currently in a band, Capital Sound. Shout out to them.
Look at and Tiffany. We know she sings karaoke.
But you know, I was in a band.
You were in a band,
a 70s
as well.
Cover band.
What band were you in?
Oh, it was years ago. We won't even bring up the two gigs we made.
So you actually look for people who have played in bands that have done that have done live music with instruments before, right?
Honestly, I look for more people who have done theater before, so they understand the rehearsal schedule. They can go home and, you know, we can videotape dances and they can go home and practice those dances at home on their own and they get a good worth it.
Oh, you guys got a dance too?
Okay.
Oh, boy, you had me with the band. Now they're dancing. Good Lord. So there's dancing, there's singing. Andrew, you get to kiss anybody in this thing? Who you making out with?
Oh, you bet.
Who you make out with in this?
The lovely leading lady, Taylor, and she is...
Oh, I know Taylor. Yeah, I used to work with Taylor. She's really sweet. I like her.
Oh, yeah, she's wonderful.
When I was in musicals, that was my favorite part. I was, the handful of scenes that I got to make, or the handful of scenes I got to do with the young ladies. So that's always good. And how is Taylor? Is she, her breath smell good and everything?
You know, I don't have anything negative to say about her.
What about you? You keeping your breath nice and fresh?
Oh, God, yes.
You want to get one of those, you got to get the strip thing. It looks like a little green piece of paper.
A Listerine strip?
Yeah, Listerine. Sean, you know, Listerine
strip. Yep.
You got to put the Listerine strip in the top of your mouth before the performance and drink water. It's like a...
I've just been carrying around the bottle in my back pocket.
Yeah, it's a blast of like... Barb has it. Barb knows. Yeah, you see that? The Listerine strips... You take one of those before the performance, get your voice all going, clear your sinuses, and your breath will be as sweet as a daisy. Of course, I don't know if daisies are sweet, but your breath will be good. The guests joining me now on the Real Auto Show are our people. We should sing something. Our people in Rock of Ages, cast members of Rock of Ages. I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk more. The show is opening not this weekend, but next weekend. Jen, how hard is it directing a show that has Thanksgiving right near dress rehearsal time? Is it going to be complicated?
It's rough, just because getting in rehearsal times and, you know, getting time on stage and stuff when the Hoagland's closed on Thanksgiving and the day after.
And how do you go to your cast members and say, sorry, you guys we gotta practice the day, you know, right in the holidays?
Well, I just beg and plead, and we're giving them Black Friday off so they can go shopping, and then we're going to pick up a Sunday. We're going to pick up that Sunday to help them spend some more time with their families that weekend.
I want to come back, and we'll talk more, hear some stories, and we're talking to the cast members of Rock of Ages, December 4th, 5th, and 6th. That's next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then also performing on December 11th, 12th, and 13th, all at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. It's a Ray Lytle Show, back with more in just a moment.
You're listening to The Ray Lytle Show on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX.
Hey, we're back with the cast of Rock of Ages joining me on The Ray Lytle Show. The musical, by the way, the movie came. I was expecting more from the movie.
Yes.
Everybody was kind of expecting more from the movie.
I thought the movie was going to, don't get me wrong, the movie wasn't horrible.
Yes,
but
it was. Yes. It was.
Jen, you say it was horrible?
Please do not judge this musical based on the movie.
But the musical, of course, is it still on Broadway? Or did it finally?
No, it finally closed down. 2,000 some odd performances.
Yeah, a very popular musical. It has, I'm looking at the list you gave me, has songs from Journey, Whitesnake, Bon Jovi, Poison, Joan Jett, Styx, Extreme, More Than Words. Who does that song? That's a great song. More Than Words by Extreme, Starship, Europe, Damn Yankees. A lot of great music. We still play a lot of that music on WYMG, by the way.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's great music. People enjoy this. It's one of the most popular musics, one of the most popular musicals ever on and off Broadway. Now we're bringing it to the Springfield Hoagland Center for the Arts, happening next weekend, December 4th through the 6th, and the weekend after that, December 11th through the 13th. Andrew, do you play? Do you do all the notes and Don't Stop Believing?
Yeah, throughout the entire thing, I'm pretty much doing melody. Throughout.
Even the high stuff, or do you guys go?
Oh yeah,
you don't go half a step down.
No,
really?
No, I just go full bore. You're hard or go home.
Really? You can hit the really, really high. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
Wow, because Don't Stop Believing starts out good.
Well, but you kind of need it for this role. This role was actually pioneered by Constantine Morales from the fourth season of American Idol, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
if you
the high
recall him, he's ridiculous, like way up there in the clouds.
So, Jen, what kind of register does Andrew have? Can he hit those things? Can he hit?
Yes, but I've told him to kind of pull back the last week or so, so he doesn't.
So he's not killing himself
But he hits them every night until I've told him to kind of pull back a little bit.
Sean, what are you singing in the musical? What are you singing?
I sing I Can't Fight This Feeling.
You do the REO Speedwagon song?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You got to give me a little bit of that.
I can't fight this feeling.
I can't fight this
feeling any longer. And yet I'm still afraid to let it show. What started out as friendship has grown stronger. I only wish I had the strength to let it show.
Hey, you do it better than Kevin.
What's
his name? I don't know. I'm forgetting the name of the singer there. You do it better than the guys in REO. That's fantastic.
Thanks.
Andrew, give me a little bit. Come on. Give me a little bit of your favorite lines.
All right. What are you looking? Okay.
Hit me with something.
How I love the way you move and the sparkle in your eyes. There's a color deep inside them. Like a blue suburban sky, I don't need to be the king of the world. As long as I'm the hero of this little girl.
He gave us some warrant. Is that warrant, right?
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Tiffany, you know you're next. Come on. Imagine it's karaoke, not at the
hold
bar.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
That's all. You guys, it's going to be great. Listen, shows are coming up next week in December 4th, 5th, 6th,
yeah.
December 11th, 12th, 13th. You can get tickets now. HCFTA.org or call 523-2787. Of course, Hoagland Box Office always has them on 6th Street. Thanks so much for coming in. You guys were fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It is Rock of Ages. Springfield Theater Center presents it. The Hoagland Center for the Arts starting next weekend.